You're about to listen to part two of Neil Atkinson's interview with Rafa Honigstein. Now, obviously, Rafa knows Jürgen Klopp very well. He's written about him. He's followed him for a long time. So he was an ideal person to speak to when we were doing our Jürgen documentary. And I want to let you know that all five parts of the Jürgen documentary are now available to watch for free on our YouTube channel. So if you go to the Anfield Raps YouTube channel, you will see them right at the top as they should be. And parts one to five are available for free. So if you've seen a couple of them or you haven't seen any of them yet, do get over there. Do make sure you watch them. Everyone at the Anfield Rap is really, really proud of them. Over 40 interviews, I think, done in the end, both here in England, in Germany, across the world. I think in a couple of cases as well, across lots of different continents and so many different voices all united because Jürgen Klopp has touched them in some ways, either as a player, as a coach, as a fan, as a journalist, and lots of other things in between. We are very, very proud of it. We're very grateful for all the positive comments that have come in for it. And so if you haven't watched it yet, I would really, really encourage you to do so. So I'll say yet again, parts one to five, the whole complete Jürgen documentary is available to watch on YouTube. So have a listen to this and then get yourself over there and enjoy. But be prepared for a little cry at the end. Okay, here is Neil with part two with Rafa Honigstein.
It is the three stages of Jürgen Klopp. Rafa set it up beautifully on the last one, the idea of Dortmund. To be really clear, because now it's almost hard to conceive of because of Klopp's work, but also because I think you have cultural memories of, for instance, Dortmund winning the Champions League in the 90s. The Dortmund Klopp walks into, they'd finished 13th in an 18-team league. This was a football club that was a real mess, wasn't it, when Klopp arrives at Dortmund?
Yeah, they were drifting. They were going through the motions. They had appointed a number of managers that didn't work out. They'd made all the classic mistakes that a team like that makes, which is buy players a little bit too old. Mm-hmm. And then working out what the idea is with the players rather than the other round. That connection, that strong energy that always was one of the things that they used to their advantage in the Westfalenstadion had gone. It became a hostile place for their own team. And people had sort of a little bit fallen out of love with their team. Of course, they would still go and support them, but there was this kind of disconnect between fans and the players and fans and the club itself. And Klopp, I think, having learned from his Mainz experience and understanding instinctively the people, the culture, the mentality, the sort of the mindset of the people in this area, which is the traditional industrial area of Germany and a strong footballing hotbed. Even though he's from somewhere completely different, he gets it and he almost becomes one of these people.